We're live on Facebook. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming to attend and give your salutations to Oshu. Yeah, yo. All right, we're going to be doing it. And I want to thank everybody that come on and also wish everybody happy blessings. As you. Thank you, May Allen. Thank you for the well wishes. Yes, it's Oshun's birthday. Mm-hmm. Oshun's birthday, buddy. Mm-hmm. Let me show you out here. I know we're talking on the radio at the same time. At the same time, we're talking on the Block Talk, and we're actually talking on Facebook, too. So this is the room where I keep the Orisha, where we set up the altar here for the Orisha and put down all of their favorite foods. Uh-huh. Right? Then we have all the Orisha here, the Oshuns up there. Mr. Foyeye. You know? So this is what we do. This is what we do for the Orisha, you know? Yeah, this is what we do for the Orisha, to give thanks and praises for the Orisha. You know, everybody dress up, put on the new clothes and stuff, you know. Put on all the nice clothes and whatnot. You know? So I want to say, wow, I love the look of your shrine. Thank you very much, Ebony. Thank you, Telly Marie. Thank you. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is what's going on with us right here, you know. So, you know, everybody done come and do their salutes and different things. You know, who are supposed to salute. We make a prayer. We got Alafia for blessings. And then the Orisha wanted a little bit of rum to spice thing up. So they got some rum. And that's what we're working with here. Yes, thank you, Telly Marie, Ashe, give thanks. You know, I'm trying to get myself in the picture here. You know, get myself in the picture. Okay, let me turn around a little bit. I'm going to turn around so you can see everything. Okay. All righty-dighty. So we on good. So I want to talk today a little bit about Oshun, you know, and my journey with Oshun. I got to start from the beginning because it was an interesting one, you know. A very interesting journey. You know, at first, even though I always loved the Orisha, I always loved the Orisha very, very much. And, but I was more into Palo Mayombe. That's how I first started. I started with Palo Mayombe first, with my Tata Biswako Ibaye Ntunu. You know, he's God. He was a Shango priest too. And he always used to tell me, every time I asked him about Orisha, you know, he would tell me I'm not ready for Orisha yet. Well, I guess I had to go through my destiny with Apollo and get to the point where I could become fully initiated to Apollo first. So that took, you know, a little while, you know, that started in 1988, yeah? Anyway, in my search for the Orisha, I first started looking into, this is after my Tata died in 1996, and I started looking into the Orisha, getting initiated to Orisha. And the first place I went was Oyotunji Village. Why did I go to Oyotunji Village? Because my language and, you know, all this thing, I heard that, you know, I wanted to have a madrina or a godmother that, you know, could communicate good with me, right? So I went there, and I actually wanted a woman and not, you know, to be initiated, not a man, but I wanted a woman to initiate me. So I went into Oyotunji Village, and I stayed there a little while, you know, learning, doing things, you know, with the people there. But the Iyalode, and listen to this story. The Iyalode was a daughter of Oya, right? And she kept insisting, I wasn't a daughter of Oshun, that she wanted to initiate me to Oya, right? But that didn't work out anyway, because I was insisting that, no, you know what, Ifa, when I went to Ifa, Ifa told me it was Oshun, so I leave it alone. So then, I left from there, and I ended up with my god sister, Dr. Queen Chukwuengozi, Ochadi. I ended up with her at my Ile, actually Ile, with a Cuban house Lukumi, Santaria Lukumi. Because my godmother, Ibaye Ibayentunu, she also was, she was more into the saints. But her husband, Frank Tamayo, he wasn't into the saints so much. He was definitely into traditional Ifa, the way how he did Ifa. He had God children all over the place. Ibaye Ibayentunu, rest his spirit. Both of them passed last year. Both of those godparents passed last year. And after, being separated from them for a long time. But anyway, so I went to Lukumi, and my godmother, she barely spoke any English. She barely spoke a lick of English, I got a laugh, but we had a communication going between me and her. Because I spoke a little bit of Spanish and she spoke a little bit of English, and that was enough to understand each other when we communicate. And so I ended up getting initiated there in the Lukumi house, So now I am, how old am I now? I am 23 years old. That's how old I am. Okay? I'm 23 years old in Ocha, and I'm really humbled to be with Orisha still. I'm even more humbled because I went to Ifa, and Ifa basically said they were happy that I stuck with the Orisha and I stuck with the tradition because of all the things I've been through. Now I'm feeling emotional. Because of all the things I've been through, and I never throw my Orisha away. Never. Never leave anything that I got through initiation and years of study. I never throw nothing away. Even though there were times that I felt like I was alone. But I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I am grateful. It's a happy, grateful feeling, It's good, when you cry. It's good when you cry, because when you cry for Oshun, that's happiness. Yeah? Okay? That's when Oshun good with you. Because then your heartfelt feelings are coming out. Ashe. So anyway, so I ended up there, and it was the weirdest thing ever, because before I ended up there, I had a dream, and I got to tell you all this part so we can get to the end of the whole thing. Ashe. I had a dream, right, with Yemeya, Oshun, and Oya all together. This is before I got initiated. And I was driving, and I guess Obatala had something to do with it too. Because I was driving over a bridge, right? I was driving over a bridge, but the bridge, the river and the ocean was on two sides of the bridge. So I driving the car, and all of a sudden, the river and the ocean rise up over the road, okay? Rise up over the road. And I stopped the car, like I was just going to get on to go over the, you know, cross the bridge. And I stopped the car. And I'm like, oh, my God, how am I going to get over there? And at the end of the other, at the end of the bridge was a woman in a yellow dress. And she's signaling to me, come, come. She's just telling me, follow, follow me. Come, 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 right? So I go slowly. I'm inching to her, inch by inch by inch by inch, trying to, you know, follow what she's telling me. And, you know, I'm going with faith, following what she's telling me to get over the bridge. And all of a sudden, I think my cat is trying to get in her. Somebody get the door. You know? So my cat. Oh, Goddy. So the cat trying to get in. So I gone over the bridge, right? I gone over the bridge. And before I reached the woman, a water pool come, a whirlpool, you know, like a water spout. But it was like a tornado. It come up out of the water and it come up and then woo, 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 and pick up the whole car with me in it and land me in the graveyard in my island where it's a special graveyard. That graveyard was immaculately clean. I mean, the dirt, right? All the tombstones were white, lily white. And it had multicolor flowers all over. You know that's Oya, right? That's Oya right there. Okay? Anyway. This is such an emotional thing. So I woke up and, you know, it was time for me to get initiated and I didn't share the dream with anybody, you know. Over time, people would say that I'm Oya. People would say I'm Ogun. Not many people would say I'm Oshun because I'm a character too, you know. And let it be told, I wear more Oya colors more than anything else. If you look at all my pictures, you see Oya, 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 Oya. Anyway, recently, I'm going to come all the way up. I'm not even going to talk about other Millie, but before I get to this, recently, when I made Ocha, I was told that the Lukumi way was not my way, that I should get the traditional way and find my roots for the Orisha. Yeah, this is what I was told. As a matter of fact, I had several Orisha that talk about Africa and talking about my roots in Africa and all of this. Okay? So now remember now, I already had my first Hana Bifa to the Lukumi system. Right? And then when I was about to get my second Hana Bifa, right? I realized that through the ancestors and, you know, my DNA and all of this type of thing that I did, that I had to go towards Togo, Benin and get Afa instead of Ifa. So I went and I got Afa in Togo. And when I got up in Togo, they didn't separate my Ifa Ikin from my Afa Ikin. Matter of fact, they put all of them together. And I'm going to tell you something that happened too. When I got my Ikin, my first hand, guess how much Ikin I got at that time. The Ikin are the sacred palm nuts that where we do divination with, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, right? So I got, when I got my first hand of Ifa, okay, you know that process is called Ishifa, right? So I did Ishifa, you know, they call it they plant it, you know, in Lukumi, right? And I only got one Ikin, one single one. You know, but as the Cubans, you know, they do that sometimes to the women. Only women, they get that, one or two. So anyway, I got one Ikin. And in my journey after, they told me, well, that's not my way. I should find my roots and everything. I ended up going back home to the island. Because I say if I'm going to find my roots, I got to start there first. So I started there, went home, and during that process, I met an Ifa priest. An Ifa priest was living there at the time. And the Ifa priest did something that I didn't see happen in, I never saw happen in Lukumi before. But this Ifa priest, he was following the African traditional rule too. And what he did was he came to a Misa, you know, in the Lukumi, they have Misas when you go with the ancestors, you have things with the ancestors, right? Agoile, Agoile. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to give a break and then I'm going to let you come in and salute Chango, okay? Okay. Mm-hmm. I say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, when you come in, you can put it down. So just get somebody to prepare it for you.
All right, but I have to wait
till... No. Ask please. Okay? So anyway, so then, where was I? Okay. So I got the one kid. I met the Babalawo. And he came to the Misa. And in the Misa, right, my grandmother came and outlined the Ishifa, I mean the Itefa, meaning the second ceremony for Ifa. My grandmother came and said the second ceremony. So the Baba was asking me, how do I know that? I said, I don't know. At that time, I had never been to an Ifa ceremony. When the initiation, I hadn't been to any, right? And he's asking me how I know. I'm like, I don't know how my grandmother knew, but she knew, right? The whole process, all the secrets and everything. She knew the whole thing. So anyway, he decided, well, listen, you gotta do a Ishifa. And at that time, he wanted to take me to Nigeria. But then when I asked my ancestors if that was okay, they said no. Okay? And after him, they had a couple of Babalawos that wanted to be, and let me tell you, when I say take me to Nigeria, I mean take me to Nigeria, expense paid, you know. I wouldn't have to pay any money, you know. I don't know, you know, I don't know what was up with me, but, you know, that was that, right? So I didn't have to pay any money and stuff like that, but the ancestor said no, right? And a couple of times it happened like that where people asked me, you know, who are ready to take me, and every time I asked my ancestors, they keep saying no, no, no. But when it came for me to go to Togo, they brought a direct message, and that was through a Misa too. I had a Misa, and some Lukumi priests came to the Misa, right? And when the Lukumi priests came to the Misa, they start calling my ancestral names and everything. They say they have a message from the Toma, and I'm like, okay, let me hear this. They said, the place where you thinking you going, no, that's not the place you need to go. You need to go to other place. So anyway, that's how I ended up in Togo, going and doing Afa, and get exposed to now the voodoo from Togo, Benin, West African voodoo, you know. And I got exposed to the voodoo and everything. Got initiated Afa now. When I got initiated to Afa, you know the Africans do things different. They decide Ogun will be my crown then, that Ogun deserves more, you know, just as much respect as Ifa, right? So this is Ogun here with Legba and Uchofi, right? And so, audience, thank you for calling in and thank you for listening. I'm going to soon open the line so you can give your salutations in a hot second. Okay, let me see what we got here on Block Talk. Hold on 1 second. 980, you have your hand raised.
How
are you?
I'm great. How are you? I'm Benita from North Carolina. Just wanted to say hello and salutations.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Benita. Thank you. Give thanks. I made it Orishas. The deities bless you greatly. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Keep on listening if you like, darling. Thank you. All right. Benita from North Carolina. Okay, buddy. Thank you. So I went to Togo, got initiated. They say Ogun is the boss, right? Ogun is the boss. And then I say, oh boy, now they definitely ain't gonna call me Oshunetar, because Ogun is the boss. And I've been called Ogun too. Some people mistake the burgundy and green ide of the traditional road. They mistake this for Ogun ide. They always think it's Ogun, but that's Ogun is green and black, and so people think it's Ogun, right? So I don't mind, but I don't say different. This Ogun is, you want to say, you know, salutation to Ogun is Ogun too. So Ogun is on my head, right? Then I had so much up and down with my Togo spiritual house, which I built a house there. I built a temple there. It's called Agbedewe Temple. And I had so much trouble getting things right over there with my husband, right? And, you know, I just, you know, as you get older, you just, you know, you everything is whatever it is. Everything is everything. That's how life goes, right? Everything is everything. What would be with me? Those are my slogans for my life when things happen, right? When things happen, especially if they don't happen how you think they should happen, you know? But with throughout everything, I hang on tight to the Orisha, okay? Even the voodoo that I have, I hang on tight. I'm still moving up the ladder or studying my voodoo, learning more about the voodoo that are interacting in my life. I'm still doing that. I'm still learning about the Orisha. Believe it. I'm still learning more and more about the Orisha. But then the surprise came up. I went to Ifa for a reading last year, you know, because things were happening kind of off, you know. And to my surprise, Ifa said, you have to do Itefa again. Okay. Hey. Yeah, yeah. You got to do Ifa again. Listen, it happened. Okay. Now, this time, they're calling for Ifa. Not Afa, but for Ifa. Okay? It hasn't happened yet, you know? But as far as I look at, it's going to happen. Everything is everything. It's not a matter of getting ripped off. It's not a matter of somebody start changing me. It's none of those things. It's just how the Orisha work. People, yeah, maybe Orisha is something else. Okay? They're not easy. Okay? In addition to that, what is being said now, too, is that, oh, yeah, Oya is ready to go here now, all of a sudden, right? Which incidentally, when I made Ocha and Lufumi, Oya was just keep telling me about how to deal with Oshun. When Oya came time to speak, I say, telling Marie is the truth. So when Oya get time to speak, Oya keeps saying, you know, do this for Oshun, do that for Oshun, treat Oshun this way, treat Oshun. That's what Oya was doing, talking to me. And just know that she fend me faithfully, right? But now finally, she wants to have her place here. So, I have Oya to look at me, but you know when you get an Orisha direct, like to look at me to be the crown, your crown is a big difference with you just get a Orisha, what they call washed Orisha. Even though Oya is not a washed Orisha either, meaning, well, she got the four legs. Right? That's the difference between whether you are actual priest of an Orisha and you're just somebody who have Orisha for your own well-being, right? Okay? So that's the changes I'm about to face in my life as far as Ifan Orisha concerned. And also, you know, I had a deep talk with Oshun about, you know, what she think about the whole thing. And Oshun, like, she done with it. Because as far as Oshun is concerned, I did very well, you know, with what she wanted me to experience and wanted help with. It. You understand me? Oshun, you know, Oshun is the reason why all of this, you know, can be done. You know, Oshun is she's the money lady for me, right? So Oshun is why all of this can be done. You know, I have my little way that at the beginning of the year, I start saving $5 bills. And by the time the year rolls around, how much ever $5 bills they got for Oshun is what goes to everything, right? And it always, you know, I share. It always, you know, work out good to do everything. Now, even I wanted to have a live play, live music for Oshun, but because just here recently we had the COVID went through our house. We had 5 people in the house that caught it. You know, one behind the other. Okay? So they just now two getting over. We have two people getting over the COVID. I didn't get it. You know, I didn't get the COVID. I think I eat too much bitter cola, nuts and stuff. And all the other stuff. Ashe. Yes, you see, Telly Marie, one of our Facebook Live viewers, is saying that in Nigeria, you can have more than one Orisha on your head. And it's the truth, okay? It's the truth. You know, they mightn't do it all at the same time, okay? And then there's the other spin between Yemaya Oshun and Oya, right? when I sat for Orisha and it came Yamayata in to speak, Yamayata point blank, Oshun may own your head, but I control the rest of your body. That's right. So Yamayad and they tell me anything, you know, celebrate Oshun, celebrate Yamayad, you know, celebrate all of them. So when I have Oshun birthday, it's like is all the Orisha birthday at the same time. All the Orisha that I receive, okay? In Lukumi, I still celebrate their birthday. I still love to put up the tune and everything. When I have my Ifa, I do stuff for Ifa, you know. When the Palo have their time, I do stuff for them. And now when the Voodoo, I haven't gotten 1 year yet from the time I received my first official Voodoo deity, which is Sakpata. I haven't gotten a year yet. Sakpata is like Omolu, Babalu Aye in Lukumi for the sick, who deals with the sick, you know? And, you know, so that's part of for my own health and for people who are sick that I may be able to help them with that deity as well, yeah? So I have Sakpata, very powerful, very powerful. Ooh, buddy. Mm-hmm. And I'm soon to receive my order to get into the order of the Chamba lineage that have to do with the ancestral lineage of the people who come from Benin, Togo area, Ghana, the Chamba. Mm-hmm. So that would be something great. So anyway, back to Oshun and my journey with Oshun. Oh, buddy, ooh, Oshun. So many marvelous things happen with Oshun. I do, for instance, my road of Oshun is Ibukule. Now, that's the closest to Oya you could get because Ibukule is considered the vulture, you know, and that sign, Ibukule, is when Oshun is more like a witch. Oshun is, you know, more connected with the Iyami, Iyami Ashurunga, with the part of Ibukule. So Oshun, in that respect, is not the dainty, sweet, nice, giggly, laughing, you know, Oshun. You know, it's not that Oshun at all. It's like a real serious part of Oshun where, you know, she don't really play. And that's where my split personality comes in. Because when I get in my Ibukule mode, I'm just like, you know, I'm just doing my thing, you know, my witchy thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a little thing I say. I do my riches of the witches thing. Riches of the witches. Mm-hmm. To keep the life going, you know, affluent. I give thanks to the Orisha. I give thanks to them. You know, I even, you know, things weren't always this good. But Orisha always stuck with me, and I never decided in my head that I can't deal with Orisha. I even had times I had Orisha, and I didn't have anywhere to live. Okay? Okay? Now there's three houses, you know? And nobody know, like you could see somebody down one day, and then the next day they're up, right? The next day, they're up high. You know, even you yourself, sometimes people might see their life one place. Yeah. And next day, they go up. When I didn't have nowhere to live, you know what I did? I put my Orisha in the storage. Yeah. I didn't throw them away. I didn't take them back to my godmother home. You know, none of these things. Okay? Okay? When I wanted to do some kind of ritual with Orisha or even pray to Orisha, I would go to the source, right? The nature source, like the river, you know? Go to a spring, a natural spring, if I had to do something for Shun. go to the lagoon where Ibukule lives. Ibukule lives where the lagoon, you know, where the trees grow in the water. Mm-hmm. You know, go to places like that. Go to the hill for Obatala. Go to the palm tree for Shango. You know, go to the metal scrap place, the scrap yard for Ogun. You know, go to Crossroads for Eshu. You know, all right, things like that. And you know, go to the ocean. You want to talk to Yemoyawulukun. You know, Ashe. And, you know, this is what we do. I want to thank people. While people are sending their salutations and they're sending their messages, sending offerings, I give thanks to all of you who are hearing my voice, all of you who don't hear my voice later on, you know, you get a personal thank you. And I'm just happy. I'm happy. So Oshun stuck with me throughout all the time. Let me tell you, I went through marriage and divorce. I was married before with Oshun, you know. And, you know, now I'm going through marriage and separation. You know, so, you know, a lot of people come to Oshun and say, oh, I want my man. And you know, they want the man, you know, they want a husband to behave and all of this thing. I don't dare ask my husband for something like that. She said, oh, no. Okay? So, you know, Oshun, Oshun bring a little bit of pride, you know. I'm a little bit proud, but sometimes too much pride is not good, you know? Too much pride is not good, you know? You know, I really haven't learned how to beg good yet. I ain't learned how to do the begging thing yet, you know what I mean? You know? Yeah. So, I don't know how many of you have Orisha, but, and let me tell you, it's a lot of work, you know? You think it was jokes? You know, fixing the food and taking up everything for Orisha. It wasn't no joke, right? Yeah. It wasn't no joke at all. Let me tell you. So we had everybody here working and working hard and everything. And it was just, we thought, well, okay. They're going to do everything, but when I did that, you know, you have to do divination to find out if everything good. And of course, the one thing that was missing that made it not so good was that they wanted a little more rum. They wanted some rum to, like, you know, bring up the energy. So I gave them the rum, and then after that, they gave me a straight yes, everything is accepted. And that is very important, like when you're doing these things for the Orisha, that you, oh God, listen, y'all don't know, I feel high like a kite, and it's funny, just because, you know, of the moment, you know, and I've been feeling high a lot of times these days, you know, even if, I taste a little bit of food, and then all of a sudden, I feel high, right? So I'm eating the food, and I'm going, yummy, you know, feel high like a kite. And, you know, so even when I'm talking, I can't talk without laughing and stuff like that, and it's not because, so the only time I'm, you know, I really keep a stern face is when I'm serious. You know, like something, maybe I'm offended by something, annoyed by something, then I keep it seriously. Other than that, I'm just this laughing, happy person, you know? Even when I have to curse somebody out. So, you know, I'm open to everybody, you know, I'm open to everybody. I just don't want, like, people to feel like, you know, why I'm doing this and why I open my shrine and everything is because I want people to understand the sacredness and the devotion, right? That goes along with Orisha when they give you the blessing, you know. Even this year, the Odu that came out for my spiritual house is called Ileorun, which is House of Heaven. And Ileorun gave my own my Odu from Ifa, my destiny Odu is the Odu for us for the year. And it also came positive to have success with different things, especially with money and relationships, right? Okay? And that is the most wonderful thing I think. I mean, you know, I'm trying to tell people, if this is the time to be very generous to the Orisha, as generous as you can be with your time, with your efforts, even with your money. If you need to do something like probably receive an Orisha, this is a good time to do it, you know? So Black Talk Radio, thank you all for celebrating Oshun with me. And we're live on Facebook for those of you who want to go on live as well. And we're just talking about my spiritual journey with Oshun and the other Orishas. Let me tell you, it's been a time. So even this is like a turning point for me. This is a turning point for me, you know, to see how the Orishas actually interact, different Orishas interact with us all the time. You know, sometimes we might think we want to put all the burden on one particular Orisha, especially those that say that, you know, they're our crowned Orisha who resonate with us. But, you know, all the Orishas are beautiful in their own way, and all the Orishas are open to help us, you know, help humanity develop. That's why when we get our destiny reading and things like that, we see, you know, that first hand of Ifa, or that first time we get our destiny read, that the Orisha, you know, this one and that one come with us because they come with these lessons. So when you get to know a particular Orisha, then you can understand the lesson that you yourself need to know, okay? 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 Believe it or not, you know, I went from, as a child, eating sugar and bread for, like, something sweet like cake. Sugar and bread for lunch or dinner, okay? Even for, like, a snack. Sugar and bread, I mean, just plain sugar and bread, you know, just take the bread and sprinkle some sugar on it and crunch, 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 crunch. Yes, okay? I've had to eat ketchup and bread, just ketchup on the bread, nothing in the bread, just ketchup. Mayonnaise and bread, which I still like, you know, a lot of people don't like mayonnaise, you know? Thing like that, you know, and a lot of lemonade, right? Sometimes just lemon without the aid of sugar, you know, just lemon water. Yeah. I grew up eating that. I grew up running around barefooted, all this type of thing. Okay? Yeah. You know, and nobody know what their life path is going to be except Oromila. So when Oromila tell you something like, listen, you're going to have this, you're going to have that, and you're looking at Oromila like, what? I don't believe it. And that ain't happening. And it really happened for real. Okay? Let me bring on a caller. I want to give a salutation. Block Talk, area code 340, you're on.
Alafia, mama, yay, yay.
Alafia, how are you? Can you hear me well?
I hear you well. The celebration is going on, and it's so good to hear you laughing and smiling.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So
thank you so much.
I hope that your Oshun celebration is a wonderful day for you and the family. And my hope is for many, 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 many more Oshun celebrations. And my dream is that the next time you have, I will be there to celebrate with you.
Oh, you know, I miss you. I miss you. I was just looking at some pics with you, Nicole, when we had, you know, when we had the last celebration together when you were here.
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And I wish you and the family many blessings.
Ache, may Oshun bless you continually. Keep you safe. Make your life full.
Thank you, Mommy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I look forward to this year we're doing our classes.
Oh, no. They're going to start pretty soon. Pretty soon, I'm going to get with you on it. Yes,
all right,
yes, I'm going to get with you about the classes. Yes, ma'am. All right. Okay, that was a call from one of my omos in New York. Giving salutations. Ashe, Ikenna, what a boy, Ikenna. How you doing? Ashe, let me walk y'all through. I'm gonna show you the orishas that I have here.
Okay. Well, first we have, this is that's Eshoos. This is Eshoos and Oshun and Oshun and Oshun King, right? You know, they call them the warriors, right? This is Orisha Oko and Oshun and Meditation. Okay, and over here we have Oloko. This is Oloko. Okay. Then we have Tinke. That's Oba. You know, one of Shango's wives, Oba. And that's Oba Bala. Here in the middle of the white is Oba Bala. Jefum, Baba. And then we have Yemoja right there, the blue and white. That's Yemoja, and below Yemoja are the Ibeji, the twins. And then for Yemoja we have Shango, Kavyesio. And we have next to Shango we have Boya. And then we have Adanju next to Oya. Okay? Did I miss anybody? Well, I have Orisha Adjo. She's on the little shoe sitting down. And then up here we have Yeye Oshun. The one in the center is my Bukumi, Orisha Oshun. And the other two are from the traditional. One is my daughter's, the other one is mine. Ashe. Thank you. Salutations to everybody. Much blessings to everybody. All right. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on to Yeye. Ashe. Yeye. Yes. Give thanks. So I'm really happy, you know. So let's continue my little journey here now. So with Oshun. Oshun shows herself in many ways. Right? She shows herself in many ways. She always gives me a sign, especially when I'm doing a bob
you know, and at the source. When I go to the river, the stream or the spring, the ocean, even all of the different Orishas do that, you know. They always give me these signs. And I have a habit of when I'm passing certain emblems or certain places that I know represent the Orisha, to salute the Orisha. So if I'm passing over the water, passing over the ocean or the river, I have my bell and I ring it. I ring it for Oshun. I ring it for Yemoja. Okay? If it's a bridge crossing over, I also, you know, I salute Obatala, you know. When I'm near, across the river track, I salute Baba Ogun, you know. When I'm at the crossroad, I salute Baba Eshu. I go to even when I go, like if I'm driving down a road and I see a bunch of palm trees, you know, I always, you know, salute, Chango, Kabiesio. And I, you know, I salute them all the time. Even Oshun, Yeye, you know. Salute Oshun, Obatala, Oba, all of them. I salute them. And they have different type of salutes, you know. Okay? You know, for Ogun, you know, you kind of like, you pound your chest, you know. You that man thing, you know what I mean? You know, for Ogun, you know, for Oya, you know, you make, like, you know when you're crossing, like when you pass the graveyard, you know, you got, you know when Yansa take and she's doing her fly waist, you know? So you do that for Oya, you know? Mm-hmm. And even my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren, they're doing it now. Whenever they're with me, they pass over the railroad track, they say, it's very fun or wound, you know? So it's very good, you know, that is, you know, their legacy, this legacy that I'm leaving for them, you know what I mean, that I'm showing them. So even when I'm gone, I hope that they still continue to do it, you know? Yep. Yeah, so these are the kind of things, you know, these are the kind of things that we do in here, giving thanks and praises. Thank you for tuning in to Block Talk Radio. We just talking about Oshun, giving thanks to Oshun, giving thanks and celebrating here now. Oshun got me for like 23 years. You know, she about to relinquish me soon to Oya, but it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. You know, everything is everything. I don't know what that next step of the journey is all about, but I'm going to take it, you know. I'm going to take it. And that never means that I'm giving Oshun a backseat. No, I'm not giving Oshun a backseat. She just sharing it. You know, she don't have to do all the work herself. Yeah. That's how that going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for some people, oh, how you doing, my love, Lorraine, darling, family? How you doing? God bless you. Oh, yeah, Yansa. Mm-hmm. You want to learn more? Okay. I'm going to send you some links when I put on my shows, and I'm on Block Talk right now, too. So when I put on the shows, I'm going to also share. You know, I love sharing. I'm going to bring somebody on. They got a salutation to give. Let me hear what they're saying here now. We got the volume on here. Let's see. Area code 281. You're live on True Talks with Ofei Ofei celebrating Oshun.
Alafia, mama, this is me.
Alafia, this is me. Who is me?
You know, you don't know my new number?
I don't know your number by heart. Who is me?
Nah, this is William. This is my new number.
Oh, this is your new number. No wonder.
I told you I had to get a new number. Yeah, like, you know, the phones. But anyway, You know, you were talking to, I have to tell you happy birthday. So happy birthday for your birthday to come in, and happy birthday to Oshun. You know how I feel about Oshun and Oya. We have many stories of Oya, so you know it's about to happen. So I'm just excited for your journey. You're very, very, very welcome. I just thank you for the ancestors placing you in my life many, many years ago. Thank you for all your instruction. I wish you many, many more birthdays.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm glad to hear your voice because I know your name super busy, but I'm glad to see that you take this time to give me the salutations. I really appreciate it. And may Oshun bless you greatly. Continue to bless you. I know she's blessing you already.
Always. I thank you.
Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. Mm-hmm. All righty, dighty. So, yeah, buddy. Giving thanks, you know. So, you all, I'm not going to stay very long. I scheduled the show for long. I'm not going to stay long because soon I'm going to be doing some ritual things with the Omos for Oshun and give them their time to come in. You know, not everybody feel comfortable being on camera. Okay? So we're going to do that in a little bit, you know? So let me just talk a little bit more about Oshun because, you know, Oshun is just magnificent, you know, in every respect, whether it's Lukumi, Candomblé, or, you know, traditionally Ifá, even in Voodoo, Haitian Voodoo, regular Voodoo from West Africa, Togo, Benin, Ghana, even Nigeria have Voodoo too. And, you know, Oshun is, you know, premier in a lot of places, in a lot of different traditions. Ashe, Ashe Shamaria, how are you? May Oshun bless you. Mm-hmm. May Oshun bless you greatly. You're blossoming beautifully. You know that? Mm-hmm. Just continue. Don't give up. That's the thing about the Orisha, you know. You don't give up. Once you start, you don't just stop. Okay, you continue going on your journey, all right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Oshun, you're welcome, Shamaria, you're welcome. So Oshun now, too, is all about, you know, when it comes to women's issues, you know, I hope you all know the story about Ibukole, how Ibukole, that's my part of Oshun, how Ibukole saved the world, okay? Yeah, I know Ibukole saved the world because there was a big war and a lot was going on with the people in the land. And the other Orisha were trying to use force to subdue the people and they couldn't get it done. Okay? Matter of fact, all of them wanted to complain to Olodumare, but when they tried to reach it, they couldn't go so far. They couldn't get to Orun, which is heaven, to make the complaint about the people so they can get a proper way to deal with them. But in everything that they did to deal with the people, these are the other Orishas, they didn't include Oshun in it. They kept keeping Oshun out of everything. So finally now Oshun decide, well, okay, she's the one to carry the complaint. And she flew to heaven, which is flew to the sun. She got so close to the sun that all her hair like burnt off. So you see the vulture have like a bald, you know, like a bald spot on the head too, you know? That's the vulture, okay? I've had people look at me and tell me point blank, you, Babalawos, they say, you are a daughter of Ibukole. They look at me and tell me that I'm a daughter of Ibukole, even though I might not have on something, okay? The eyes, you know? How the faces, You know, it could look kind of a bulge. Even my mouth, you know, like, you know, the bottom lip is, like, really thick and the top lip is really thin, like a vulture. Yeah, you know. So, anyway, so I'm laughing at myself. But so Ibukule flew to heaven and delivered a message. And she had a way in saving the world, right? So, of course, you know, Olodumare got together and told all of them, listen, y'all need to give her a chance. Leave her, let us see what she can do. Even though they had disobeyed Olodumare from the beginning. Because when the Orisha came down to earth, told, you know, to how they say the 401, Oshun was the one, right? They tell her, involve Oshun in it. Involve Oshun in what you're doing. But none of them, because they're like, oh, you know, that's just a woman. And, oh, no, no, we can't involve her because, you know, she's not tough enough or whatever, right? Anyway, Oshun went back and Oshun started dancing and, you know, this is when women decided they weren't having any more children, okay? They weren't having any more children because the men were too cruel. The men weren't treating them good, okay? Even they had the institute, put in place the institution of marriage just so men can treat women well. That men wouldn't abuse women and then they don't get nothing for what they, you know, what they contribute. Okay? So anyway, Oshun started dancing, singing, you know, doing everything of sweetness and sweeten everybody up. Okay? And the war ended. The war ended. I may be telling two stories in one, but they got the same ending, the same solution. It's true sweetness. And true love is what wins the world, make the world better, okay? Everything don't always have to be aggression and hardness in order to get things done, you know? More kindness, more love, that can work. Okay, we got area code 340. You raised your hand. 340. Alafia, Shani, how you doing?
I good now.
You good
blessings
now?
Blessings for the house.
Okay.
Love you.
Thank you.
Love everybody.
Love you too.
I celebrated without you and I'm so jealous.
Jealous, you know,
Oshun
got your back 100.
No, my spirit right there, okay?
Your spirit
right there,
okay.
Blessings, long life, prosperity, health and strength, family unity.
Ashe.
You know, togetherness and love.
The Orisha, right, they're hearing you.
Compassion.
Ashe, compassion, love, sweetness.
Yes, and a lot of enjoyment and happy times in life.
Enjoyment and happy times. Mm-hmm. And a lot of money.
Woo! Yes, so that will come with a prosperity. Yes. You know, bless everybody who listening, you know.
Prosperity,
guide your footsteps straight onto the crooked road. But guide
that's
you straight.
Right.
And everybody stay blessed and stay in communication.
And not be on the crooked road. That's what the call is
saying. In communication, we got to talk to each other more instead of texting and all of this stuff. Just pick up the phone sometimes. Say, if you're okay, it goes a long way.
That's right. Ashe, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Sis. Love you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sis.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. That was my on, Sister Carl, they're giving me salutations. I telling you, I share. I'm thirsty. Okay, so people, I'm going to leave you on now because I got people there waiting, and I mean, it's only an hour, but we did good. Okay? If you want, you know, I'm going to end the live. I'm also going to end the program. Ashe, yeyeo. Mm-hmm. I'm going to end the program so the people who are here at the house, you know, can come and do what they got to do. Ashe, love you all so much. All right, Black Top. We're off for now. Thank you. Oh, area code 201. 201?
Hello.
Yesterday.
Hello, good day. I'm on the radio.
Ashe, I love you. Mimi? How are you?
Ashe.
Happy birthday. I love you.
Thank you. I just want to thank you for everything you do, and happy birthday. Enjoy your day. I wish you many more.
Ashe. Mm-hmm. Ashe, thank you so much. You know, Oshun always say, you know, love can never die, right?
No.
And out of love, there come every other thing. Every other thing comes out of love.
That's right.
Okay?
Thank you for taking my call.
Ashe. Okay, you all good? You good? How is the family?
Everybody's good. Thank you. Everybody's okay.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. All righty. We're going to end this program short today. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for listening, all who called in, and thank you for your salutation. Okay? And we see you next time on Two Talks with Ofeo Faye. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yuba Batala. O Bataita o Batayano. Ababiri Walanu, Katio Keokunia, Yebala, Unjoro, Unjoro. Etua Muga Gao Diolo. Ocha. Ocha. Yeule. Abuke nke. Abuke buke o kuaro. Baba moda moda. Yaguna lejibo. O balerico. O baleranko. O unipu mi emi. So dide. Nito sire ariku. Ireo mo. Ireo wo. Ireo ma. Ireo chekunota. Tesi tesi timbelaye. Paki kosi yano. Kosi araye. Kosi opo. Kosi inya. Kosi yeyo. Kosi yaron. Ocha nile. Ocha baba. La funjoro, la funjoro, la funjoro. O batala la mila cheo. Baba. Aquí le pini fao du mila. O baba dala. Abuko, akuba kuke, akwa boke, buke, buke, buke o kuaro. Opindenu, la lenko, opiedenu, leranko, la milacheu. Baba wo lewo, lewo, lembo. Ako eye, ademila, eyi lala baba so lala o. Baba de, kowa, komonile, umiteti. Elerun, eure, adie. Meyi, eye le meyi, etum, bao so dide emini ila che, emini la ye, baba molemo lembo, o chikambo, o kalambo, o le baba, o moa dibule, o chamuga ga, bobo ki oki oki ki o mode, mode, o cha, la mila cheo, o chalamo la mino wa, o chelamo no, wa chire, ire, Ire, Ebu. Ire, Ekwa, Ekwa, Yeunle.
Cheerios are back for a limited time. All that whole grain goodness and little heart shapes. You'll love them as part of your heart healthy routine.
Come on, step it up.
Get something good going for American Heart Month. Let heart shaped Cheerios put a bounce in your step. But you better hurry.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Time's running out.
Yemaya, oni yemaya, asaya biolokun, alai borubo, obiniku godima, godima iku, godima ano, godima raye, godima ofo, godima komba, godima aro, pitibo, panito sireo mo, ireariku, ireoma, ireachekun ota, tesi tesi timbelaye, kiso mode, lo moda fun, Uye, vale, ni a unco, mei, a cuco, mei, fue cuelle, uetum, bobo tenum, yen, a quere, quere, leudum, o ma, o somos banito baguado, o locum, anakito, a coritara masaraza, el eque mio barajina aguado, etu, epo, eta epo, niñitan, o mi tuto, que maya, hago yo, diwao, o came me irawo, Ibu asesu, osa asesu, yemaya, telere, iborele, agolona, arolodo iyami, aromefa yemaya, ekute aboda fun oloro hun hun, iyami kwekwe yanima, yemaya, asiere losi losi, iyami abia fama pitiko kwelese odun, yemaya, akerele fun ase iyo, yemaya la wole iyo, olo 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 wo yena, enitara bi, ayele. Umbo, umbo y le yema ya. Cuatro.
Ogun baba ire. Baba ire ogun ogun ogun. Ogun baba ire. Baba ire ogun ogun ogun.
Como para bailar.
Goodness and little heart shape. You'll love them as part of your heart healthy routine.
Come on,
get something good going for American Heart Month. Let heart shaped Cheerios put a bounce in your step, but you better hurry.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Time's running out.
Life
gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder. Sail from Miami to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
Okay, we're still on Block Talk. Oh, my goodness. I thought I'd end this program for long. Thank you. All right, we're ending now. Thank you for listening. Ashe.
Ashe. Mm-hmm.